From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
I have a question for you. What do you do? What do you do? If somebody is to come up to you and say, I am in help, I need your services, what do you do? What is your answer to that? Think about that for a second, because here's the thing. You may not be doing a good job of that. You might have had some catchy phrase that you put together that you use, or something that sounds kind of impressive and descriptive, but is in fact actually quite confusing. And this is a problem. This is actually a barrier to entry to people, and I don't think that people realize it. In fact, I never really thought about this much until I was in a clubhouse room recently. I was a speaker in the room, and a person came up from the audience, and they had some question, I can't remember what it was, about how to grow their business, and they described themselves as a transformational coach, And then this guy, who was also a speaker in the room, just picked that apart. Just demolished the phrase transformational coach in this very impressive and logic-based way that got everybody in the room just amazed at how important and overlooked a description can be. And that guy is named Myron Golden. And as soon as he got through tearing apart transformational coach, for reasons that you'll hear in a minute, we're going to get into what is wrong with the phrase transformational coach. I sent him an email and I said, Myron, I have to go through what you just said again while I record it so I can put it on the Problem Solvers podcast so people can hear what you're talking about. And he said, okay. So who is Myron Golden? Well, this is actually an interesting question. Can I have you just introduce yourself so that I have that audio?
Sure. My name is Myron Golden.
And then however it is that you describe and explain yourself.
Okay. I don't generally do that. I like to play golf. Okay. But that's probably not what you want to hear. Okay. So hello, I'm Dr. Myron Golden. I teach people how to sell high ticket, high volume, especially high ticket, high volume from the stage. And I show business owners how to scale their businesses to six, multiple six, seven, and even multiple seven figures. In fact, we've got several clients of ours who have taken their business revenue to the point where they do six, multiple six, seven, and even multiple seven figures in a single day in revenue.
Now, I don't know what Myron is talking about because he clearly knows how to introduce himself. He's not just a guy who loves to play golf, although he does love to play golf. That's exactly what he was doing before we talked. But Myron's answer may have sounded just smart or comprehensive, but it was actually extremely strategic. It was doing a lot of work. Work that you may not even realize it was doing, but that boy, once you hear how he breaks down the way that you describe what you do, you will realize the amount of work that a simple introduction like that can actually do. And again, because we're going to be ragging on the phrase transformational coach quite a bit here, it's the work that the phrase transformational coach does not do.
A lot of people, Jason, will say, well, I am a doctor, and that doesn't mean anything, or I'm a mechanic. That doesn't mean anything. And so people can only measure, they can only decide whether or not they want to do business with you based on the fact that they hear what you say, and then they say, I need that, or I don't need that. You want one of those two responses, like hate me or celebrate me, right? But whatever you do, don't just tolerate me because I'm confusing.
Are you intrigued? There is so much more here. What does he mean? Just tolerate? Tolerate? Who's tolerating? Who's being tolerated? Oh, this is really interesting stuff. I cannot wait to dig into this with Myron. We are coming back in just a moment. It is Myron Golden on how to describe what you do in a way that will make people want to work with you. Identity is relevant to everyone and everything. I mean, if you are a consumer, you need to prove your identity at the DMV, or you want to see your personal preferences as you shop online. And if you're an entrepreneur, you want to make sure that you can recognize your user's identity and respond to it without it being a hassle. Now, if you're not an identity expert, that is okay, because Ping Identity is here to help with a great new podcast called Hello User. Ping Identity is the leader in enterprise identity security. In fact, they are the champions of enterprise identity security, and their podcast, Hello User, breaks down identity issues in tangible ways. For example, it talks about how identity is impacted by outside forces like social media and identity theft, and you'll also hear how our digital identities can create our world and influence our experiences. So if you want to understand identity and how it shapes the world we live in, go listen to Hello User. You can find it at pingidentity.com/podcast. Ping, that's P-I-N-G, identity.com/podcast, or your preferred listening platform. New episodes are on the second Tuesday of every month. All right, we're back. So like you heard a second ago, Myron was saying, look, a lot of people tolerate businesses. You never think of it that way. Who's tolerating a business? But they are. And that's in part because the business isn't explaining exactly what it does, and people are confused, and then they're just tolerating that. And if you want to understand how to really describe yourself, you need to understand what is being tolerated, and can we do better? So here's back to Myron.
And that's what ends up with a lot of people. They just tolerate businesses because they're confusing. So they don't do any business with them. They don't hate you and they don't celebrate you. They're just kind of like, I don't know, you don't matter to me. And so I teach people some very, very specific methodologies in scaling businesses. One being you have to have the right business model. Two, you have to be in the right business market. And third, you have to have the right business message. And so the woman that you were talking about in that clubhouse room, her business message was horrible. And it wasn't horrible because she intended it to be horrible, but she chose clever over clear. Right.
Again, here we are now referencing transformational coach, a person who has decided to call themselves a transformational coach, which again sounds clever, but is not clear.
And you have to be clear because nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes clear. And so I gave her a formula that I use when I'm telling people what I do. It has to have a couple of components. My marketing message to my market has to have a couple of components in order for it to be clear. Number one, the result has to be measurable. People only pay for one thing, and that is a result that they desire. They're not going to pay me for a result that I desire to deliver. They're only going to pay me for a result they desire to have. So If they desire to experience the result, they'll pay me if they think I can help them experience that result. But if they are desiring a result, and then I say I do something, and they don't see how what I said matches what they're looking for, they're never going to do business with me. So it has to be first measurable. You have to show somebody, I can take you from point A to point B. For instance, one of the things that I show business owners, like I can walk into, for the most part, any business that's not like a restaurant that doesn't sell commodities, any business in the right market, I can walk in there and show them how to scale their business with four moves, take it from $10,000 a month in revenue to $108,000 a month in revenue. No, I'm sorry, $128,000 a month in revenue. And I can do that over and over and over and over again. And there are only four things I have to do. So if I come into you and I say, hey, Jason, what's your business revenue right now? You say it's $10,000 a month. Great. I show business owners who are generating $10,000 a month how to make four moves and scale that business to $128,000 a month. Now, I want you to notice a couple of things that I did there. I acknowledged that I recognize where you are.
Right. And then so you understand the starting point, which means that you feel accessible to me.
Exactly. Because now you think, when I tell you, what's your current business revenue? 10,000 a month. Well, I show business owners how to go from 10,000. Let's say you're 40,000 a month though. And I come to you and I say, Jason, what I do is I show business owners how to go from $10,000 a month in revenue to $128,000 a month in revenue. And I can do that predictably and repeatably with four moves. Do you realize that even if you're not at 10,000 a month, you realize that, okay, if he can help somebody go from 10,000 to 128,000, then he can help me go from 40,000 to almost 500,000. You'll do that calculation in your head automatically. So that's one. It has to be measurable. You have to be able to tell people you're going to give them a measurable result. You go to the dentist, your tooth hurts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to inject some Novocaine, and then I'm going to drill out the cavity, and then I'm going to fill it with this stuff that's really cool and blah, blah, blah. And then your tooth won't hurt anymore. Okay. So now your tooth is hurting. When I'm done, your tooth won't be hurting. That's a measurable result. So that's the first component of your messaging. It has to be measurable. Number two, it needs to be stateable. You need to be able to say it in a sentence. You need to be able to say it in a soundbite. If it takes you three paragraphs to tell people what you do, by the time you get to the last paragraph, they don't care anymore if they can even remember where you started.
Right. You're saying do this in a sentence because that's as much attention as you are going to be able to earn.
You got about 7 seconds to let them know whether or not you're their dude or whether or not you're their girl, whether or not you can help them. You've got about 7 seconds. So you need to be able to say it in a way. You might have 15 seconds, but you don't have more than that. And so you can't waste words and you can't be lazy with language. You have to, it's really interesting. You know the difference between a professional and an amateur actor? A professional knows their lines and they own their line. Mm-hmm. They become their character because their lines aren't something they have to think about. They know the line. All they have to do now is get into the character. And see, most amateurs in acting, as well as amateurs in business, they don't even know what they're going to say. They make it up as they go along. And that's why they don't speak in sound bites, right? They don't know what they do, or they don't know how to put it in words that somebody can say, oh, I've got to have that. So it needs to be, number one, measurable. Number two, it needs to be stateable. Right. Number three, it needs to be understandable. After you state it, after you can say it in a soundbite, they need to be able to understand what you said, which means you don't want to use like PhD level words. You don't want to use master's degree level words. Believe it or not, you don't even want to use ninth grade words. You want to keep this somewhere between third and fifth grade. Don't want to go any higher than seventh grade in your language, in your messaging for what you do. Because if you do, people are not, see, we all have the same vocabulary perhaps, but we don't all have the same dictionary. When you start having 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 syllable words, we don't all have the same dictionary. So what I've got to do when I use a word that has multiple syllables, now I've got to define that word in order for us to agree that that word means the same thing to both of us. Does that make sense?
It does. You know, it's funny. I just quick anecdote that backs this up. I, as a young magazine writer, I used to try to be as flowery and overly descriptive as possible because I thought that's what good, I thought that signaled good writing. And then I got this job at Men's Health, which has this very simple style of writing. And that kind of gotten beat out of me, the flowery writing. And then I wrote my first feature for the magazine. It was a profile of some celebrity. I don't remember who it was. And I wrote it in this style that I had not written in before. It was very, very plain. It was very straightforward. And the whole goal of it, I was thinking, was let me just make this read fast. I don't want you to have to pause on anything. I don't want you to have to think about it. I want it to feel like a slip and slide. You get on this thing and you just whoosh. And I got emails from people about how much they loved this story and about how easy it was to read. It was the weirdest thing. Nobody had ever emailed me something like that before. And nobody had ever emailed me about my writing at all before, right? And now here it is. I abandoned what I thought was quality and I did this other thing and people were literally reaching out and thanking me for it. And that changed everything for me. I started writing in a totally different style after that because what you're saying is exactly true. People don't want to have to sit and study your words. This isn't like freshman poetry. This is communication.
You're not trying to get a grade. Your desire is not to get a grade with a teacher. Your desire is to make a connection with a potential client. And you're not going to make a connection if they don't understand what you're talking about. So
it
needs to be measurable. It needs to be stateable. It needs to be understandable. And then it needs to be desirable.
And how do you make yourself desirable? You will have to wait. Sorry. A quick word from our sponsor, and then we'll be back with desirable. Did you know that health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? That is crazy. Even with comprehensive coverage, you can still get hit with substantial deductibles and copays. So what is the solution? You can protect your family and your finances with an Air Medcare Network membership. As a member, if an emergency arises, the expense of air medical transport is completely covered when flown by an AMCN provider. Membership costs as little as $85 a year and covers your entire household every day, even when you're away from home. That is just pennies a day. I mean, look, this show is called Problem Solvers, so we all know that the unexpected can happen. An AMCN membership is protection no family should be without. For a limited time, as a Problem Solvers listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card when you join. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/solve and use the offer code SOLVE. Again, that is airmedcarenetwork.com/solve and use the offer code SOLVE. All right, we're back. So Myron Golden has walked us through 3 of the 4 steps of how to describe yourself. It's got to be measurable. It's got to be stateable. It's got to be understandable. And then the fourth is desirable.
It has to be a result they desire to have. And it also has to be a result that you desire to fulfill upon. So when I say desirable, I'm talking about desirable on both sides, right? So it's so interesting that people will start a business from inside themselves. And it's the worst place. Like, I've just always wanted to own a bakery. I've just always wanted to own them. So what?
Yeah.
You're not the one paying you.
Sure.
Right? I always wanted to sell things people wanted to buy. That's my, like, if somebody said, what's been your business goal your whole life? To sell things people want to buy. And I only want to sell things that people want to buy. Why? Because all of the money that I desire to have as a business owner, and I don't have it right now, it's in somebody else's pocket. And if I give them something they desire more than they desire the money, they will happily hand it over.
Right. So all of that, I feel like I want to boil it down into something that seems super simple, but the way that you say it, it's like, this stuff is simple, but we forget it. We don't think about it. We overlook the importance of the simple things. What you're really describing is that an interaction in which you're pitching yourself, in which you're trying to explain the value that you can provide, you're passing through a filter. And that filter is somebody thinking, is this for me? And anything that you do to complicate the four things that you just laid out complicates answering the question, is this for me? And if you make that too complicated, then they will decide this is not for me.
Absolutely. 150%. You are absolutely correct. And so I want to do everything in my power. And it's really interesting that you said exactly those words. My brother, who works for our company, and he does sales, right? He used to sell cars. Now he sells like coaching packages, right? Mm-hmm. And he told me yesterday, he said, man, I love this job more than any job I've ever had. But a long, long time ago when he was selling cars and I was selling probably financial services, he said, he's my older brother. Myron, I'm going to tell you something. Everything about says to your customer, either buy from me or don't buy from me. The way you tie your tie, whether or not you have ring around the collar, if your shoes are shined, if your mustache is trimmed, everything about says to your client, either buy from me or don't buy from me. You can't afford to have anything say, don't buy from me. I thought, wow, that is such great, great advice.
Yeah, it's powerful. And it's so simple. Right. I mean, it just makes everything very clear. Right. It means that every single decision that you do is being evaluated on a binary basis. It is
Absolutely. It's either
yes or no. And that's
exactly.
It.
And one or a zero, baby.
That's right. And to go kind of circle back to the transformational coach, part of the thing, this woman used the word transformational because she sees transformational as this powerful thing. And she's probably packed. I mean, this is a classic thing that writers do in their early days. And I did it too, is that you pack so much idea into a single word or phrase that there's no way anybody can unpack it the way that you packed it. So she's thinking about transformational in this way, in which she's thinking, well, obviously someone is going to hear transformational coach and they're going to think, I want to be transformed. But in fact, most people probably don't want to be transformed.
That's right? True.
Maybe they want their revenue to transform, but they don't want to be transformed. And so right there, you've already hit no on, is this for me? And she didn't even realize it.
Right. Exactly. And what's really fascinating is coming up with a way of telling people what you do and doing it in a way that's measurable and stateable and understandable and desirable is so simple to do. I use a concept that I call the ATF. I don't know if I shared this that night or not, but if you'd like for me to, I'll share with you the ATF that I use for telling people what I do. And it really doesn't matter what my business is. I'm going to use the ATF to tell people how I can serve.
Well, you want me to share that? I can't turn that down now.
So the ATF stands for the alliterated tricolon formula. Now, those are big words. So alliterated means they either all start with the same letter or the same prefix, or they all end with the same prefix. So they start with the same letter or the same prefix, or they all end with the same prefix. Like, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but when I said the formula that I came up with is what? It is measurable. See, I used able as the suffix, the alliterated suffix, measurable, stateable, understandable. And I could have just said measurable, understandable, and desirable. That would have been a tricolon. A tricolon is three. If three is easy for people to remember because we got the past, present, the future. We got up, down, and sideways. We got
sure.
Hot, warm, and cold. So
yeah, three
is the
magic number
for people to remember. Right. It's like a magic number, and it's easy for people to remember. So if I come up with an answer like to what I do, and I use alliteration, and I use a tricolon, and when I use the alliteration, I might say, I help high-level entrepreneurs create high-ticket offers, convey high-ticket offers, and convert those high-ticket offers so they can have six- and seven-figure days. See, that's, I said that so quickly. And so you help people do what? I help high-level entrepreneurs conceive high-ticket offers, convey high-ticket offers, and convert high-ticket offers so they can have six- and seven-figure days. Everything that I just said in that formula, everything that I just used in that formula tells mm-hmm. people what I do in such a way where at the end, especially when I end on the desirable note, I help them, my clients have six and seven figure days. Like literally next Monday and Tuesday, I've got one of my trainings for my speaker training students. And I've got one of my students who will be there who's getting his $1 million day award for doing $1 million in revenue in one day during the pandemic, wow. using the principles that I taught him.
Good for him. So Myron, in closing here, it's funny. I asked you at the very beginning, which is just a standard thing that I ask everybody when I'm recording, is to introduce themselves. And you produced, well, after telling me that you golf, you produced this very perfect little package of information. And now here we are at the very end. And I understand that that wasn't something that just popped out of your mouth. And I state this to you as a way of making it clear to everybody that that kind of thing doesn't just pop out of somebody's mouth.
Exactly.
That's based on a formula and it's based on a philosophy. And if you don't have that, then you don't understand how to communicate yourself in a way that's going to convince others that they want to work with you.
Absolutely.
Myron, absolutely. This has been so, so helpful. I really appreciate your time.
Jason, I appreciate the interview. It was like, I have to give it to you, bro. This was probably the easiest interview I've ever done. So my hat is off to you.
And my hat is off to you, Myron. Thank you so much to Myron Golden for doing this interview. And now, listener, you can appreciate what I was saying at the very beginning when we heard Myron describe what he does. And I said, there is real strategy behind this. He wasn't just explaining himself off the cuff. He was delivering very specific targeted information in a way that made clear to the kind of person who he wants to work with that he is someone who they should work with. It's really smart stuff. And I think that it should give us all some pause and make us all step back and think about how are we describing ourselves. And most of all, if you say that you are a transformational coach, well, maybe give this episode a second listen. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.